All right, we're back with part four of the Murderina series, and with Justine,
Part
Emily,
three.
Alison, and Jules.
And last time was part three because we've done two bits, and now it's number four.
Yeah.
We've done two,
and
then
the last time.
Always, always a smooth start. This podcast always starts smoothly.
Smooth transition.
Yes.
Remember that.
You don't remember. Doing two. This is the fourth one we've done.
This is the third one
no,
we've
it's
done.
Okay.
So did we do two?
Let's
then?
Keep the train wreck moving. At the end of the last episode,
just drag it along.
Justine,
drag
you left us hanging with who you would murder.
Well, I don't think I could
and
ever.
We're all very excited. We've waited such a long
cliffhanger.
Time.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Who are you going to murder?
So me, I don't think it? I could ever actually plan and kill someone. I think if I had to think about it too much.
You'd psych yourself
I'd
out.
I'd psych myself
yeah.
out. I couldn't
right.
do it. But in a fit of rage.
Matt's safe. Maybe,
yes.
not, maybe not safe.
No.
Fit of rage.
In a fit of rage, like absolute rage, if I saw someone hurting the girls, I think I would kill
right.
them.
Right. Oh, so I was expecting you were going to, you know, say an actual person.
Yeah, yeah. So did I.
Someone who was, you
I'm
had
an
a list.
Imaginary pedophile or
right.
abuser that is in the middle of interfering with my girls that I walk in on. I would probably go like the moment of insanity and kill them.
Right.
But if I had to think about it too much, like if it was someone who is, I found out was doing it, I don't have to like plan to go and kill them. I would never do that. But I think fit of rage. Has anyone had nightmares that they kill people?
Well, this is an excellent question.
This is taking a weird turn.
I have. Has anyone had
Has
a nightmare,
anyone
that,
had
they've
a nightmare
someone?
That they've killed someone? Like on purpose, like murdered them. That's what you're telling
like
me.
Like fit of rage.
Oh, probably.
Just like...
I haven't had nightmares, but sometimes when I... I'm going to sound like I'm completely mad.
No.
Welcome to my world.
This is why we're here, Emily.
I worry about, like, when I get home and, I'm lying in bed, sometimes I'm like, I am so lucky that no one ran in front of my car today.
Right.
That you didn't accidentally kill someone.
Yes. Or, like, a dog. Or a kangaroo, or like a child, and
you just
I'm like,
thank
whoa,
you, phew. You just count your blessings that didn't happen.
Yeah.
We all
yeah.
probably should.
But
every
I'm like,
day.
Because what would I do?
Because,
and then,
oh, okay. I was thinking because you're
of...
like, I'm just not in the mood, or.
I just can't deal with that today.
No, because I'm like, oh, God, that happens, and it's
I would
a terrible
not break.
Accident, and I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh,
and so
God.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, thank God.
I don't have that on my conscience.
It's just a relief.
That sounds like a healthy dose of perspective, though.
Oh, like
absolutely.
Or like sometimes when I'm driving to work.
She's going to undercut immediately what we just said.
And you didn't run
do
someone
it.
Over.
And
do
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Do
often
it.
When I drive to work, there are often those, I don't know what they're called, ambulance. What's it called when you're lying down?
Stretcher?
No, but on
sleeping.
The bike. Like,
oh, right.
Yeah,
one
yeah,
of
yeah.
Them,
yeah.
One
of those.
Oh, right.
A lying
with
down
the
bike.
With the little
yeah.
flag.
With the flag, yes.
Yeah. And I
you
often
feel the
think,
need.
Like, it would be really
what
easy.
What if I drifted?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Too easy to drift.
To just accidentally
yeah.
clip them.
Yeah.
Because they're basically on the
I just like to,
road.
I'd like to point out, accidentally was in air quotes then from Emily.
Mm. Is this
it did look
like
accidental
a particularly
to me.
Rough day?
No.
These...
no, like, not on purpose. Like, I don't
oh,
think
yeah.
about running
not
people
on
over,
purpose.
But I'm like, you're really close to the road.
Well, you
yeah.
could teach them a lesson, a little clip.
Like, what's the little flag supposed to do?
I think it's
yeah.
just a natural way to show your disdain, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's clearly
sort of edging
slightly. How dare you be on the road like that? It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't lie down on the road
exactly.
on your bike.
It's so,
you're asking
so
for
unsafe.
It to happen.
Very unsafe. Anyway.
So
moving on.
I don't think I've had a dream where I've murdered someone.
I don't know if I've actually killed them, but I have sometimes have dreams that I just go mental and just like attack people.
Uh-huh.
But it's always like someone I found out someone's having an affair with you or there's some
oh,
like,
right, yeah.
and
yeah.
I just get
but do you kill them or do you kill Matt?
Usually
no,
them,
it's
isn't
it's
it?
Them.
I've heard these dreams,
yeah.
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 Slut shaming.
You've
though.
Heard them.
Yeah. It's
you heard them the next
his
day
fault,
or you've heard them
it.
While they were
no,
happening?
No, like the next day.
I'll oh, say okay. like because I'm not an aggressive sort of
she's
person.
She's a dream slut shamer, isn't she?
yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't see because I feel like it's this subconscious, like, aggro me that in my dreams gets to act
well,
it
that's
out.
Fair enough.
And then yeah. I wake up and it's upsetting, so I'm like, oh, I hate that. I'm not that kind of person.
But that's
it's really
why,
upsetting.
I think. Oh. Because it's that kind of compartmentalized thing yeah. where you, can't, you know
someone.
That you would never really do that,
yeah,
but you can
yes.
just be whatever
Acts
you want.
It out.
You can also
yeah.
fly in your dreams. So
that's
like,
true.
I wouldn't put yeah. too much weight on that.
That's
really.
True. Yeah.
That's be more worried answer. About me running over the line on my way to work every
I'll
day.
I'll be listening to news reports
has
from now.
Never
on.
Gone through my.
So
mind.
Now I understand why when you go to bed, you say to yourself, thank God I didn't run over that man on the bike.
Thank God there was
today.
No incidents today.
Because I wanted to, but I didn't.
I didn't.
That makes me a good person.
It just shouldn't be so close.
That's true. That's true.
All right. So what are we moving on to in this part four?
Well, I just had written down that we were going to talk about any podcast that we listen to that we
like. Right. So if you're listening to this podcast and you like Murderino, Murder... people dying and horrible things.
Yeah.
And the darkest, saddest stories of life.
Mm-hmm.
What should you be listening to apart from this?
Well, and I invite our listeners and fans out there to please tell us what they've been listening to.
Really? Do you think they're going to do that?
Yeah, I do.
All
I'd
right,
love
cool.
to share what they've been listening to.
Yeah. I'm
right
keen
on.
To listen to the one that Sam passed
yes.
on.
Yes. Hello, yeah. Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
We will. What's the name of the thing she suggested? I've forgotten, but it is on my list.
Right. To, yes. Please send in to. Your any further podcasts that are about people being murdered horribly.
I think I mentioned last time. I really am not into someone knows something. That kind of thing. Like
yeah.
I find these old cases that are being closed a long time and. I don't know. I just find them really frustrating.
Right.
Where they're like literally grasping at straws of any sort of evidence.
Sam's podcast is called Extraordinary Stories.
So that sounds good.
Well found.
Right.
Thank you.
Like they are still, update, they are still trawling those dogs and fucking search teams
boy.
Through that.
You have
lake.
Such an, it takes such an issue with that.
I nearly tagged you in it the other day when I said I'm on their Facebook page and it was like, again, unfortunately, the conditions are so bad and visibility is so low that the 10th time we've trawled through this
yeah.
lake, nothing's been found.
And it is hard as well, isn't it? Because you would think if you were the family of any
just,
of the people
yes.
in any of these shows, like
and
that one particularly, that, you know, you would want them to do it like the 10th time, the 11th time, because you would want answers, but then it's really hard to kind of, you know, because they could be channeling those resources
that's what
somewhere
I feel.
Else, and
then,
it's hard
and when
to make that call, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no body. I mean, it's horrible. But that also means there's no DNA. There's absolutely no trace whatsoever. And at this point, I feel like it's publicity for that podcast company. I feel like they just keep on, this is Someone Knows Something, season one, that they just keep trying to... raise their profile by searching the same damn lake over and over again. Just annoys me. Anyway, so those kind of old ones.
So that's been the what?
What
the
podcast?
But the one that I did listen to that I really thoroughly enjoyed was Slow Burn, which true crime, there's no, well, there is kind of, could be a murder involved in there, which I didn't know about. But it's about Watergate, basically. So... what about Nixon and American political history and espionage? But it's just a really, really well made podcast. It's easy to listen to. I listened to it, I think, in 2 days, finished it all. Really well narrated. I like the guy. And just little interesting tidbits that I'd never heard about. A bit of conspiracy theories in there, some really interesting characters that we're cool to learn about. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Emily.
Yes. Well, I've started listening to... I have to just consult my podcasts on my telephone. So I've just started listening to Unravel, which is the new ABC true crime podcast about the... Aboriginal boy who was found on the tracks.
Yes, I heard about that.
I want to say Catherine? No, it's in... it doesn't matter. Well, it does.
Northern Territory?
No.
It's oh, it's like, New South Wales.
New South Wales, yeah. Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
In, like, a country town.
Yeah.
And they wrote it off as a...
Go on, walkabout?
Well, yeah, basically.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
And then they, is it linked to two other cases now? Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
Oh, no, actually, you are thinking of a different one. You're thinking of the one that
the
brought
up.
The one
that I was talking about
a couple of times.
The last time.
But it was the same thing where they all just went, oh, these kids are going walking out, including a three-year-old child.
Yeah.
But this is the same.
A 17-year-old kid who was found, he was run over, he was on the tracks and he was run over by a train and he was killed somewhere in, like, a country town in New South Wales not that long ago. And they've kind of reopened it because... I say not that long ago. It was 30 years ago.
Not that long.
Tamworth. There we go. Tamworth.
Oh, right.
So they think that...
We had clean shoes and it was a muddy area.
And he had all these really weird...
And there wasn't much blood.
No, but they, at the time, very similar to that other story from, you know, they're writing off the disappearance of Aboriginal children as them going walkabout. It was... You know, oh, he's Aboriginal, so he's gotten himself into trouble, and he's committed suicide, and his family.
It's convenient.
Yeah,
they've found a convenient response,
and so now this podcast is they're reopening the case, and there's like a new investigation. It's pretty interesting.
Have you listened to it?
They're doing episode a week, and they've got two. So I've listened to two of them.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I would recommend is, like, I go through phases with Sword and Scale. I don't know if you guys have listened to that one.
It sounds justice-y.
It is. And Case File are the other two. And they're the kind of ones that they obviously do, like, a shitload of research because they tell these stories, but they're not... super well produced in terms of, like, it's just Case File is an Australian one. He can't pronounce anything properly. He's got this really strong Aussie accent. And then Sword and Scale, this guy's from Florida, I think. But it's the same as, like, two guys kind of narrating this whole story, but they have researchers and stuff. So it's all in depth and they always include, like, the 911 phone calls and stuff. So I go through phases with that because they're really interesting, but then sometimes it's a bit much. Like, I can't listen to 911.
I was gonna say, so where do you guys
turn the volume down
because I find it really compelling.
I like the 911 ones.
And what are you talking about now?
When you listen to 911 calls, like, there's a bunch of them on YouTube, and it's a very much a... It's kind of perverse, isn't it? Being able to listen to these people in a real moment of panic.
Yeah.
Unless they're not in a real moment.
Well, and that's what I find. Yeah. They're the ones I love to listen to. They're the ones that when it's somebody has since been found to be the murderer, but they're calling up and they're going, oh, my God. Mm. Yeah, it is fascinating to listen to.
Right.
There's just I don't know if it's... I think it's bad acting or if it's just... Listening to someone putting on
that over
if you do actually listen to a genuine 911, something terrible is happening in my house, you need to get here fast, and then you parallel it with somebody who's knocked somebody off, and listening to them going, oh, okay, they're going through the motions of it's amazing.
Mm.
All right. What's the big difference there?
There is it's really like watching. You're a drama teacher. Mm-hmm. It's like watching kids do something on a stage when they've got an overblown sense of how good they are at portraying something.
They think
they're pulling wool over everybody's eyes, and that this is just like, you know, I've got this.
The JonBenet Ramsey 911 phone call is probably, that's one of the ones that has been analysed so many times because of the way that her... mother, the language that they use. And that's one of the things that people who are, like, that's their job, is to analyze language and in terms of, like, ransom letters and suicide notes to say, determine, like, did someone actually write this and then commit suicide, or was this, like, fabricated and someone, it's actually, they've been murdered, stuff like that. But that kind of, that distancing language where it's in the JonBenet Ramsey 911 phone call, this, she's saying, my daughter, she doesn't name her. It's that really, like, in-person sort of, like, she's been abducted. You have, you know, someone needs to be here, not, we can't find her. Like, they go straight to, this is what's happened, and not, like, they don't name her.
Okay.
And they're like, my daughter, it's all about me, my daughter, I'm upset, like, everything is, so that's
I always feel really uncomfortable, though, as, you know, it's different when it's people who have been, you know, found to be convicted, they obviously were the killer and they were lying, but ones where it's like, it's not known, I always feel uncomfortable judging their reactions, because I think, I've never been in that position where,
that's right.
You know, like, your child is dead, or, you know, you've got to make that
come
call.
Come home and you found your husband or something.
And I just think, how the hell would you, you know, you could freeze, you could, what kind of state would you be in? And also there's that when people make public appearances after the death, there's so much analysing that goes on. Like, I always think of that Peter Falconio's partner,
Joanne,
how much, because she was wearing a top that was
it's a cheeky monkey,
and she was analyzed.
Must know something, otherwise she wouldn't wear a shirt.
Smiling
like that.
Too much, not smiling enough. Saying this, you're not
didn't
saying
cry,
that.
Didn't cry.
Too emotional, not emotional.
Do you reckon
enough.
That's a focus on women? They did the same thing to Lindy Chamberlain.
Oh yeah, she was an.
It was exactly Madeline the same thing. And women, always the women. The men, they just
they
sort of
cry
go.
Too much. They don't cry enough.
Or men don't. You know, they don't. And men don't cry. Or they do cry.
Men are stoic.
Women are supposed to be emotional. Sorry, and
Jared
Baden-Clay,
that was a big thing when he was fake
crying.
Overacting, that sort of desperate sobbing. People are going, what the fuck? Because that's not what we would expect.
Yeah.
So they're going, something's
off.
But
that's the thing. The first thing about him is that the people around him would have been going, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Whereas the greater public's going, oh no, but
it's
the first ripple is that he's never been that emotional in his life.
Exactly. And that's why it's like people who, it's like this judgment of people who don't know these people from a bar of soap saying they're not reacting right. Or there was someone recently who was on TV talking about something. Oh, God. Was interviewed about the death of. Oh, it was the rape victim, that the woman who was raped in King's Cross.
Oh,
nightclub owner's son, and she was on, I think it was Four Corners.
Yeah.
Four Corners, and she's so brave, like coming into saying
absolutely
really humiliating moment, and I thought she just was so brave, and again analyzed like so many people saying. She didn't even cry, like she wasn't. How would you like to be in front of a camera talking about your life? Like, how would you react in that situation? And there's so much judgment around that. And I always think if you were telling the truth and that phone call was your true reaction to have it, questions and, you know, like, of course it has to happen and it's natural and there's people who analyze it. And of course in those cases where we know they would tell you they were lying, it's really interesting to listen to.
But there's a range of, I mean, obviously people react in different ways.
Yeah.
I've done a bunch of triple O calls, both in workplaces and at home, and my biggest thing is just to get them there. So there's no emotion. There's, you know, just telling them what they are asking.
Yeah.
Because
you
know, they're often asking
out.
About ages and stuff. Yeah, because the quicker we get through this stuff, the quicker we get you here. Get here.
Yeah.
So, but it's not, I've heard the calls, and they're often the people who are hiding something, saying, they're not answering the questions. They're just saying, you've just got to get here, you've just got to get here, and they're not answering the questions. Mm. And I know that in certainly when I've been in that situation, my thing is I've got to answer these questions to get you here. So this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean, see, you're still thinking logically at that point. I think if you are in such a state where you're not...
Yeah, I've been in there. You just got to get them, you know.
And I think, you know...
But that's me as well. Like, different people would react in different ways. And maybe because I have made a bunch of triple O calls.
You're used to it.
I do have a
But there are people who, obviously, if you study human behaviour and human responses enough, you realise there are patterns. There are things that people normally say and don't say.
Yeah.
And that's part of the investigation. I accept that. But I just think...
I think as well that when you look at things like our 000 calls or 911 calls, or the way that the parents or whoever are kind of behaving in front of the media and all these other things, they're just pieces.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is, like, retrospectively you can go back and say, yeah, that looked really shady, or, you know, he was being really evasive in the 911 call saying, like, is she breathing? What's happened?
Mm.
How many stairs did she fall down? Like, where do you live?
Yeah.
Like Alison saying, you know, when you want the ambulance to be there, you give them, this is where I live and this is what's happened, please get, like, that's how you get them there as fast as possible. But when you kind of take those in isolation, there is like a spectrum of grief and there's a spectrum of reactions
And people, shock and,
you know, and like I know myself when I've been in like traumatic situations and really awful situations, I'm very calm.
Yeah.
Whereas other people around me, like escalate. I've made the 000 calls because I can talk, because I'm the one that's actually can be articulate enough to say this is what's happening and this is where you need to be.
Yeah.
Whereas people around me are losing their shit.
I often wonder
if you kind of focus on that in isolation.
Yeah, it's hard. I think I'd be able to. I've actually thought about this a few times. Like, how would I even be able to remember my address?
Mm.
Would that? Could I come up with those numbers if my child is dying?
Like,
I hope I never be in that position, but I don't know.
You would.
But yeah, I think maybe you probably would go into just that survival mode and just do what you have to do to get them there. You're right, but it's interesting. I would like to listen to them. I've listened to a few, but I do find them interesting.
There's along the lines of listening to like black box recordings of plane crashes.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Mm. Is that?
That's it.
They have no emotion until the very end.
Yeah. Because
they're just trying
to just
they're do going the job. Through all the job, exactly. They're going through exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
And then it's literally the last seconds where they're like, no.
They realise
they've got it to my dog.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I'll try this. I'm trying this. I'm trying this. I'm trying this. Yeah. And then they start screaming.
And it's an upsetting part of, you know, with the investigations that all of that has to be analysed. But it's the same with, you know, it's the family members that have to be looked at first, even though in a lot of cases, a lot of people they're talking to have nothing to do with it. But they have to analyse every part of, you know, people around and...
Yep. Rule them out.
Rule them out.
It's always the first suspects, usually. It's the
people closest to in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's some ridiculous percentage of cases. It is family members or someone you know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what is next?
That was it. I've already mentioned murdering Nose came from The Simpsons, which is funny. Was there any other listener questions?
I do have a listener question, and it's from our number one listener, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, how's Korea going? Listening all the way around in the world. You didn't think that you could sit down and people from other countries would be listening intently. She said she would like...
Was that part of the question or is that what you are saying?
No, it's just what I'm adding. she said she'd like you to plan the perfect crime. But that might take some time. So we've rephrased the question to what would go wrong if you all tried to organise the perfect crime?
It's me trying to not have that guilty look on my face. We've got to start.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to plan the perfect crime.
Do we have to plan it together?
Yeah, so you're all three of you.
Send Justine away somewhere else.
Me trying to act normal would be the first hiccup.
So don't get Justine to do the 911 call.
We get Justine
She's
out.
Not doing the 911 call. Gone. What would your 911 call sound like?
How do you
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm fine.
Or would it be more like, hello, I am here in my house.
And Everything's
yeah.
fine.
Can I please not do the? I nominate myself not to do the tribulation
call. A man seems to have died.
I don't know what's happened.
All right.
Accidentally.
Yes.
Let me give you the address.
With a
right
pick
now.
In his head.
Yes. He has a pick in his head. It would appear.
My address is. Oh, and I could just see myself turning into Lady Macbeth too. The blood.
Oh, my God.
That's some Catholic guilt. There's no
chance.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, that is.
Love reading about it, Sam. Don't want anything to do with the actual.
So, Justine, the key to a successful murder is that she's not involved in it in any way.
Yeah. And don't tell me.
And don't tell her you're going to do it.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Em.
Seems fair.
So, what else would go wrong? We're looking at what's going wrong as well.
What's going wrong? All right. So
Justine would say the police would turn up and she'd be.
The blood.
What else would go wrong? I would know one of the policemen for sure.
You'd know one of them?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be an advantage to you?
I don't know.
They go, hey, Al, where are you going?
I know, right? Sure,
you'd be isolated. You've already been isolated.
The forensic people.
Damn. So we're like 30 seconds into this and Emily is isolated because Justine's nowhere to be seen. Look. And you're off having a drink with the policeman who you know.
Well, isn't that resolved then? That's resolved.
I think
is that all the things that will go wrong?
No, I don't. Nothing's going wrong as long as we keep this one out of the picture.
So we're looking at where
I'll take them to the pub. It's all good.
We've already gone too far. Though.
Yeah.
What would go wrong with the actual event?
I know what will go wrong with the actual event. Digging the hole, I would fuck my back.
Why do we have to dig a hole?
Why do you have to dig a hole?
Somewhere.
What would you do?
Like a wood chipper kind of a situation.
Oh my
that's
God.
Just messy.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
The blood.
And the noise. Nobody wants to hear. That's a horrible
you
noise.
You live on a farm, right?
Oh, like, we're doing it on
a
farm.
The wood chipper.
We could get one.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't want
and
to hear
no
that.
One would hear it.
Justine,
right,
go and buy
so
the
wood chipper. So what are you going to do to this person before, so they don't
right, yeah, how do you,
scream?
You don't go, hey, I dropped my watch in the wood chipper. Can you get
Did
it
you
for
get
me?
That?
A glass of wine that's been
laced with something.
I want to see, Justine, let's reenact the moment where you have to go to Bunnings and buy a wood chipper. Hello, how can I help you?
Chipper.
Oh, right.
You know she'd come home with half of Bunnings as well, wouldn't you?
She wouldn't come home with a wood chipper.
And some deodorant.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
there'd be no, oh, I've got all these succulents.
Yeah, that's right.
With that guilty look on my face.
What do you need the
time.
Wood chipper for? Because, you know.
Matthew, I need you to put this black bat together.
Right.
Did you get a wood chipper?
I need the wood chipper. What for? To chip wood.
This is why I love movies where it's like, people having to deal with these situations who are like hired killers. It's just
right.
I don't want to wood chip anyone. That's just
so
a mess because
so
you're going to have to hose
someone.
Them off. There's going to be shit everywhere.
That's true.
Literally,
it is the messiest
can't
way
we just
to kill someone.
Like string them up on a tree and pretend that they
can't. We just cut the brakes on their car.
Suicide
and just hope for the best.
Cut the brakes in their car. Where are the brakes in their car?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
you can look it up on YouTube. What are you going to look up on YouTube?
No, I can't Google it.
From whose computer are you going to do that from?
The library.
the public library.
I'm all over it.
The public library, yep.
Who has surveillance?
Search, you search in the library.
Is there surveillance cameras in libraries to be
oh,
like
they're
it?
Not going
to
look in the library.
Database, right? Mm. Okay. Not my library. That's where I work.
No, because you've got to get someone like an alibi.
See, this is the thing. The easiest way, as in less, like for a woman
Justine
to have to kill
can't
someone,
be the alibi either.
Yeah. Would need to be drugging. Like, it would need to be, like, poisoning someone.
Yeah.
Because you're not
and
having to use brute
eating
strength.
Caffeine that's
But
you
then
it's,
what do you
them.
Do with the body? It's the
we'll
disposal of the body. This
eat
is
them? What?
Yeah, remember in the last episode.
Body part
last
soup.
Time.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we're going
to. Yeah, like. Oh,
that's
a
way to get rid of the body.
Pigs.
Do you have pigs?
No.
On
your farm, can you get a job?
Robert the horse wouldn't eat.
Robert the horse would not eat a whole person.
So I think, like, for women, like, poisoning would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Disposing of the body, you need to hire help for.
But I reckon, like, one of those kind of
slow cooker. I don't know.
Time in the lake.
Yeah.
So, Sam, I think to answer your question,
there's a lot
it
would
just
go wrong.
Be a shit show.
Yeah.
Probably literally.
Yeah. like the shortest.
Oh my god, I've got it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh. I'd stick him in my septic tank.
Oh, that's disgusting. There are worms in.
Well, oh. No more disgusting, disgusting than a dead person.
Dead.
It all smells anyway, and it's a worm, oh. Like it's a worm thing. So
but don't they get empty, the septic tanks? Don't people come and empty them?
Yeah, but all they do is they stick a, oh my god, this is perfect.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay, they stick all right.
And suddenly a foot comes out.
Okay.
No, it doesn't get the big solids in there. It just, they just suck out, they stick a pipe in there. They don't want to get more involved with the septic tank than they have to.
Yeah, right.
Well, is it opaque, the tubing?
No. So, why would it? No, why would you want a septic tank tubing to be opaque?
To see poo be sucked up into a truck.
Why would you want a clear maybe poo pipe? They would.
Well, I just think so they see that everything's running smoothly.
All right, so here's
a running smoothly.
Yeah, yes, well done.
So to speak, and they see an eyeball go past, they might become suspicious.
I ate a lot of potatoes. A lot of bread.
I don't know about this episode.
There's been a lot of rice in this family.
Okay.
It's probably our only choice right now, so we'd run with it.
So we're running with it, right. But that's where we're sticking.
Oh, we keep being successful.
That's where, no. So we're sticking the body in the septic tank. But how are you murdering them? Poisoning.
I reckon, yeah.
Oh, you reckon?
Now, how are you going to do that? It has to be.
Firewood. Thump to the head.
Oh, with a 2x4?
Block of firewood.
I was thinking Joe Chinko style. Like sedatives.
You're going to have to explain that. Sounds like a racist statement for some reason. what are you talking about?
Well, you'd have to get some heroin from somewhere.
Yeah, see, that's hard work.
Okay,
see,
stop. That's really hard work.
I've got firewood on the property, Justine. You're overthinking
this.
What
are
you
doing
to
the firewood?
So you
fell with it. But that's trouble. They're going to fight back. Are you saying sedate them first and then firewood?
Sorry, two things. Who is Joe Chinko? And number two, Alison's hitting me over the head with a block of wood. Did you all miss that? She just said, you want to hit him over the block.
No, hit them. I said hit them.
But she pointed right at me.
Well, you're the one that would kill him.
Apparently so.
You're asking the question.
I did notice too that you all are talking about the body as a man.
Yes.
We are, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
We're feminists.
We've got to balance the
sisters doing it for themselves.
Yeah. Inequity somehow.
Some jerk tried to
wide set vagina slut shaming.
Yeah.
Who? But it has to be a random, right? You can't know the person. That's going to be a problem.
Oh, is this just like a joy killing?
That's our first problem.
Well, it's not a joy killing. You want to get away with the murder.
Yeah.
The easiest way to do that is to have no connection to the person.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So there's no.
That's our problem.
So we have no reason for killing
them. This is Al's problem. She knows everyone in the world.
Yeah.
Anyone. Would see her wherever you were. Hey, Al, as you're carrying the body in a sack somewhere.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Even sedatives.
Oh, I haven't seen you in ages.
How would you get, like, your sedatives are pretty easy to get.
I like giving them a sedative and then bashing them with the 4x2 when they're
I'm not doing the bashing.
I can get on board with that.
We're putting them in your,
do the bashing.
Then we're putting them in your septic tank. Okay.
So here's weightlifting.
Here's the perfect.
70 kilos. Yeah.
Here's the perfect. That's the perfect murder.
Yeah.
What's going wrong?
My face.
Your face.
Yes.
My face.
Your face
too.
Is lovely.
Your face is going wrong.
And I can't control my face.
That's true.
I don't have a poker face either.
I would have the permanent guilty look.
They'd be like, do you know anything about this?
You'd already be looking like that for the walk. Yeah. You'd just be like sideways glances every.
Nah. I'm not a good liar.
That'd be it. I'm a shocking
Number
liar.
One, you would know everyone. That's the hard part. You'd be in charge of finding the person and disposing of carrying them, you know, anywhere that's crowded.
Yeah.
It can't be. And anyway.
Yeah.
Septic tank.
We could do that. See, in my brain, this is all on my property anyway.
Yeah.
We can kill them on the property.
But then your children are
My concern
involved.
Is...
Oh, God, no, they're not. They're always in their bedrooms on their...
Yeah. There's the alibi. Where were they? They were here.
And how would we kidnap this man?
I reckon
we need to kidnap Eileen
Wernos style.
Okay. Become a prostitute.
Just lure the sex worker.
Become a sex worker, sorry.
Lure them into the car.
Just use your channel.
Right.
And then
come back to
head.
Mine.
Right,
I've got a fire going.
You don't know me.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I'll pretend to be stranded.
Hello,
on the
you're
side
a rare
road,
person who doesn't know me.
Kind
of work out well.
I'm next door because I'm
Eileen Werner style.
Yeah, that might be a problem. Oh, a literal problem might be
That's true.
Inability to have an internal monologue. So you'll be going, so what do I have to do?
Okay. What do I have to do? Where am I up to? Where am I up to?
That's right. Do I...
Block of wood. Oh.
Right.
Just sit with that cup of tea. I've just got to get something.
Don't mind the bitter taste. That's now, fine. It's
have
just
I
tea.
I've given you the tea. Have I murdered you yet? No, you're still there. Still... Okay.
Have you drunk your tea? Let's get back to the tea.
All right. Yes, you drunk your tea?
Yeah,
good.
There's no hanky-panky till tea is drunk. I like my men to have a bit of tea.
I was never suggesting this.
That's how you're luring it. Is that how base men are? That three women are going to say, hello, come to our house for tea and hanky panky.
Can't they just come to be friendly?
Oh, there's a problem. There's a problem in the house. We need you here to fix that problem.
Help, man. There is a problem.
I can't get in. I'm locked out.
I'm locked out.
I don't know how to do it.
This is a great idea.
It is good.
I'm locked out. There's a spider on the roof.
There's something wrong with the thing.
Yeah. The tap
the wood chipper. Look at this.
The wood chipper. The wood chipper's broken. The tap.
Damsel in distress. Just go and that does it every time.
Taps dripping.
Could you come and light my fire?
Yeah, my car.
That's
is...
easily light my fire.
There's a problem with my car. Yeah. All these things.
Thanks for helping. Yeah. You need a cup of tea.
The only problem is.
Yeah, this is all good. That's working.
This is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Is that it would be hard for me to kill someone I don't know, but I can't kill someone I don't have a reason to.
Right, that's true. You did say that earlier.
That's what we're saying. It's a joy killing. That's
I can't. Yeah, so it would have to be somebody I
that you knew and wanted to kill. Oh, we can. There's a few people on the list.
There are certainly a few people.
So we'll get them over for a cup of tea.
We do have to. Well, which I don't see that as being difficult.
This is where I think the biggest problem will occur. You falling into the septic tank somehow.
Aldi freezer style.
Yeah. That's my concern.
Rummaging around.
Is you lowering the body in. Oh no, she's toppled over too far and fallen in the septic tank. Right?
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem.
Other problem, don't know if someone you really could bash someone hard enough to kill them.
Oh, I could.
You'll take the lid off and it'll be dark and you'll forget you take the lid off and fall in the open sewer. And then when the police turn up, they're
what's that smell?
You've washed your hair 8 million times. Yeah. She smells like the septic tank.
I did shot.
Fair enough.
That's right.
No guilty woman would ever admit that.
Exactly. So they suspect me immediately.
Someone needs to make this movie.
The septic tank, it's getting the dead body in there. Like, they'd be heavy, this guy.
Yeah. But there's three of us.
There's three of you. You can work together.
I'm tenacious. I'm not strong, but I'm tenacious. I can drag.
There's three of you could easily.
I'm dragging. Have you got a wheelbarrow?
I think
no good ones.
No, because in the wheelbarrow would have to go.
And they've got DNA on the wheelbarrow.
That's true.
The more we have scraping on the ground, the better, because the horse will crackle over.
I think if you work on the basis that a man will come and fix your problem, even no matter what age the man is, if you said there's a problem with my septic tank, they would go, yep, all right. If you, there were three women saying,
do they think septic tank is a euphemism?
No, but
I want people to be like, okay.
I'll look it up. I'll look it on YouTube. Oh, yeah, I can fix that.
People are more likely to go, oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, a septic tank guy.
I don't want to go anywhere near septic tank.
Yeah, no, you're right. But see, that's the thing. You're going to have to get it from wherever you are.
But then you'd have to do something with their phone because it would track the phone from the pub to our septic tank.
Right. So with it, okay.
Well, assuming they've come in a vehicle.
Yeah, you have to go
you get
out
their
to the
vehicle
road,
and the car. That's where
you flag someone down.
That's where Juzzy comes in if she's going to be involved with this.
Flagging them down.
So your car's not working.
It's not your man's here. Take his car and drive it.
No.
To Canberra. Get this phone in there.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Mm. One of those
and then you can jog home because you jog.
One of those abandoned cars. You see them all the time.
And they often get burned
up. Well, I need to set it on fire.
Coincidence.
Why don't you get your car on the side of the road and he pulls his car up and then he fixes your car.
You say, thank you so much. Problem.
Can you drive it? We've got to get it to our house. Because
I like that plan.
Oh, we're so stressed. Can you drive it? Then he can drive your car and then get, then your husband. I'll get my husband because he's a man and he's in control. He'll drive you back to your car, but then he never comes back to his car.
Husband. It's just us
and just our children. Because they haven't realised you've been gone for 4 hours.
She was wanting to be really
we are having a friend over. Oh, shut up. Leave us alone, Mum. And then you go, and then 4 hours later, you say, oh, we're going to bed now.
Well, I haven't taken the responsibility of actually clobbering the guy on the head. I'm happy with just driving the car to Canberra and setting
him up
and not having anything to do with the killing.
I think, Sam, we've answered every question possible there. We've worked out the perfect murder and how it will go wrong.
My life is somewhat better now because I have a plan.
A purpose.
Yeah.
You have a purpose.
Not a purpose. No.
I'll edit that, Justine.
Matthew,
just get rid of that.
Edit that.
But I do like the idea of something going wrong being the septic tank.
I have a contingency plan for my life now.
Yep.
Eyeball in the clear tank, just because.
Hang on, man. They love their
job so much. That
Now, so on that note, if there's any, you need to just like keep mum about that.
Yeah. So that's the anything worst thing
weird
is.
In my life.
How are you going to keep it a secret?
Oh, I would have no chance of that. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we just send Justine in with the car and we tell
her. We tell her, everything's fine.
He's fine.
He cleared,
he asked me to tell you.
That he needs his car burnt to a crisp.
Yeah. No, don't worry about that. Just leave it somewhere.
Oh, just leave it?
But where hoodlums can find it.
Oh, I'll be wearing gloves. Be careful. Hairnet.
You have too much information already. We're going to have to change the plan.
You know what we're going to have to do is kill Justine.
Please don't put me in the septic tank.
After we've killed the man, we're going to have to kill Justine. Yeah, that's right.
I can't clobber you on the head with a piece of fire.
Yeah.
Wine bottle.
Put me in the little tinny and take me out to sea and just...
Again,
break, isn't it?
It would have break and then you'd cut yourself.
And yeah.
And your finger would get infected.
No, I couldn't hit you. And my finger would get infected.
And your finger would get infected. It'd be something little.
Yeah.
And then get infected.
For sure. No, I couldn't.
I think it would just be awful just having a body that you have to deal with.
Right, that'd be the worst bit?
Yeah. Well, after the killing.
Probably like the massive amounts of guilt and shame and fear.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we've got to go with Al's idea of that it has to be someone who deserves to, that you want to kill. Oh. So you wouldn't feel guilty because you want to kill them.
Yeah.
But you've got to commit to it, yeah? There's that point where you've got the body, so I could hand myself in now, or you're committed to getting rid of that body.
Well, maybe you're okay possible. With either thing, but you do your best anyway.
Like going to the casino, right?
Yes.
As soon as you put your money, you consider it lost.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already killed this boy. I get caught.
Yeah.
All right.
3 meals a day. I'm not cooking.
You're just obsessed with this library, aren't you?
Prison library. You can finally
time
to read.
Time to read. So much reading to
do. You can even get yourself another degree. Right?
Your Honour. Can we speed this along, please? Because the library, I've had a look. I've already been to the library.
I've
yes.
got things reserved.
I consider like it adequate.
These two had nothing to do with it. No. Yeah.
I've already written to the local member of parliament to get more funding to the library, to more books.
Yeah.
Before I've been convicted.
I'm an asset.
Yeah. I'm guilty.
I can write stuff.
How many years? Yeah. I don't know.
Three squares a day.
Yeah.
Done. I'm going to even try and read Ulysses. So give me 12 to 15 years.
No, that's a punishment.
That's the punishment if I was the judge. I'd say, well, if you're so keen, I sentence you to read Ulysses from start to finish.
And then write a thesis on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that. I was just talking at your ass again.
But you have to read it.
It has to be clear that you've read it and understood.
That's your punishment, is having to read that book.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, maybe that changes things a bit.
That's a good judge. See, that's a good judge. Yeah, won't do it again.
I like the idea of Al.
You know, there's respect there. Respect for that judge.
Respect, judge. Yeah. Well played, judge. Well played.
I'll come visit you.
She's doing hard time. Next, she's reading T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland.
Come on.
Yeah, I told you. It's hard time. It's like breaking rocks.
Tell my visitors I'll be out shortly. I just have to finish this chapter.
Yeah, that's right. She can't come, I'm afraid. There's no conjugal visits. There's still 8 pages left before the end of the chapter. All right, so thank you, Sam. I hope that answered the question or questions. And do we have anything else we would like to finish on for part 4?
Was there any other listener questions?
No, but I have one more question from listener Richard, which was just basically,
listener Richard,
do you have any moral qualms with taking pleasure out of other people's horrible misfortune?
Fuck you, Richard.
All right, so no, join us next time.
I actually have a response to that.
Yeah, we've got good
well, that response. Was it. That was an adequate response.
That was it, and that was an excellent response.
No, because I'm not thinking, oh, yes, I'm so glad.
Good question.
Ha-ha, this stuff happened to them. I'm deeply affected by it.
Hence my response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, really empathise with it. And I'm really, the fascination is with the how could this these monsters that do it, that side of human nature exists, that can be so cruel. But absolutely empathy and sympathy to the victims and families, it's horrendous.
But my response is, and it was raised with when Emily was talking about the podcast that she's listening to and about the Suitcase Baby, for example, and about Trace, which is a podcast that I've been listening to, is that this so all good. Raises other stuff. Like we look at the Suitcase Baby, we're looking at historically, you know, what society, what happens to society and what happens to women, that particular case, when they have these parameters about expectations of how people have got to live. There's got to be sacrifices made. Mm-hmm. And then when people are pushed to make these sacrifices, they punish them. Mm. In Emily's case, talking about those podcasts, this is looking at Indigenous people and seeing how they've been pushed to one side and the value that they've had in society that people don't want to look further. Yeah. And with Trace, you know, that raised issues about sexual abuse in the church.
Yeah.
That weren't being looked at and things that were being covered up. This is all more. It's more than murder. Mm. It's always more than murder. It's
that
always
was far more articulate than my response.
Your response was excellent.
Summed it up. But
that's,
you know,
where my thing comes in. That's my interest, is there's a greater thing there.
Other issues and
Whether it's mental health or, you know, what could have stopped, what could have happened beforehand.
And it's a part of, as we said, it's a part of society, it's a part of human nature. Not, it's the darker side that does exist. And ignoring it and pretending it doesn't happen is not helpful either, I don't think.
But that's it. Like,
having, and it can be next
having
door.
These conversations and bringing, you know, shedding some light on those issues, if it's, you know, sex abuse from, like, religious organisations or, like, what happens when you continually, like, dispossess and marginalise an entire, like, percentage of the population, or this is what happens when you don't give women any options, like, shedding light on that sort of stuff, that's, I think it's important. It's not, it's never, like, you know, awful person kills innocent person, the end. Like, it's never that black and white.
Yeah.
Even talking about, you know, the Golden State Killer, and he's a monster, and of course, and I hope he goes to jail for the remainder of his life. But
it's about what else is it also? Yeah.
With the Golden State Killer, how many people he terrorized? Was it over 50 rapes and 12?
Upward of 50
rapes and terrorized them, and 12 people I think he killed.
Mm. And like countless others that he's, you know, but having your home invaded would be absolutely terrifying as well. So.
All the family involved, not to mention over the 40 years, the police, the detectives, the, you know, the people, the crime writers, who all these people have devoted years and years and hours of their time that could have been spent with their family, that were working on this case. And with any case, you know, where there's police, imagine what they invest into it, like listening to Narelle Fraser, how much it's taken from her to deal with
this. But it's never one kind of one simple answer, and it's never that sort of black and white, and it's never that clear cut to be able to say this, you know, X caused this, and therefore that's the end, and it's all kind of neatly tied up. But it's not.
And I think if it was me or it was my family member that this happened to, I'd want people to know about it. I'd want people to know this has happened. This guy is out there. This guy is, I say guy, you know, whoever it is, the killer, you know, I would want the story to be told and heard because it matters. The lives matter. And, you know, and with the advancements in detective work and DNA work and things like that, that hopefully more people can be caught and cases won't be cold. I mean, there still will be, but it's I don't feel guilty listening to it. It's not it's certainly not an enjoyment out of pleasure taking. There's no pleasure being taken from these people being hurt and killed.
Good question, Richard.
Well, thank you very much again, Murderinos.